Hello, and welcome to Art FM. Right, anyway. Sorry I haven't been here for so long. I haven't actually been making podcasts that much because I've been so busy. I mean, you couldn't explain how busy I've been. But, yeah. So we have a new segment on, which I will put on later on today, called Ask a Spartan. We will also be interviewing Leonidas and his wife. And just having a nice chat, you know? But they'll be in later on today. Next Art FM episode, hopefully we'll have a member from ATS known as Freedom ERP. I don't generally get normal guests, I think. Anyway, yeah, let's see. Got a new theme song, as you've seen, the Rocky theme. And let's start off with some... Oh, sorry, just a chair. Let's start off with some news of the weird. Just give me a minute here. Another theme song. Just going a little crazy today, sorry. Let's see. Let's go with something that can't possibly be true. Convenience store manager Carol Mendenhall told reporters in December that among police citations she had recently received for a disturbance at her home in Dibble, Oklahoma, population 282. Not even enough to hold back a million Persian hordes. Sorry, random, was one for allowing four goats to have sex in her front yard in public view, which was illegal in Dibble. She admitted that her billy goat, Adam, had been attending to the three females who were in heat at the same time. The council had since repealed the ordinance following a campaign Mendenhall conducted. I don't know if the other ones were Eve, but dang. Never heard of a goat getting lucky, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Apparently, that goat is living every man's fantasy, which is kind of sick because it's with goats. Anyway, here we go. Ew, that's nasty. Serious substance abuse. Bill Long, a former member of the county council in Daytona Beach, Florida, was charged with DUI after he allegedly speeding hit another car. When officers arrived on the scene, reported WKMG-TV, Orlando Long was found drinking suntan lotion. It's one thing to get bombed off some whiskey or some tequila, or just being plain stoned off some pot. But why, in the name of all that is holy, even in the name of Shiva, would you drink suntan lotion, man? Not like you're gonna get tanned on the inside. Idiot. Anyway. Ronald Stach. I don't know how you say his name. 41 climbed onto the roof of Canton Station Bar in Baltimore on December 11th and remained until Christmas Day protesting the poor showing of the Baltimore Ravens football team. As such, Stach called attention to himself, not just to the Ravens, but also himself, and thus inadvertently alerted his former wife as to his whereabouts so she could renew her years-long quest for at least $40,000 in back child support. Kelly Stach said she was especially incensed at a TV interview in which Ronald lamented on how much money he had spent on Raven's memorabilia. Shortly after that, a second woman came forward claiming Ronald also owed her $12,000 in back child support. He is the living version of why you should wear condoms and not sit on a roof and whine and complain about Raven memorabilia. The desire of some deaf parents to create deaf children and deny them subsequent sound-creating implant surgery to assure that their kids are raised with the benefits of the deaf lifestyle and support of the deaf community. Before I continue, I just have to say, how do you get support from a deaf community if they won't answer the phone? Ooh, probably a bad joke. Yeah, but look at the bright side. You won't hear the kid crying constantly for hours and hours and hours on end. The kid will just cry and complain in baby language. Anyway, according to a December report in the Times of London, one provision of the UK's pending human tissue and embryos bill will prevent embryo screening couples from creating designer babies. Like designer labels, but they eventually grow up and they're deaf. But the British Deaf Association is campaigning for an exception to allow deaf parents to choose specific embryos more likely to yield deaf children. Why would you be proud to be deaf? I mean, couldn't you get that fixed with your ears so you could live life to the fullest? I don't even understand some of these people. Oh, here's something that'll knock your socks off. TV's Weather Channel recently released a CD comprising of 12 of what it called the most popular jazz selections that play on its local on the 8s weather screens. Tunes presumably requested by those who watch the Weather Channel enough to actually have favorites. So, what kind of life would a man have if all he did was find out that the temperature in Reno was 92 today? Doesn't make no sense. According to a report in Britain's Bolton News in December, the House of Lords has recently been discussing the need to reduce the thickness of slices of bread, which Baroness Gardner of Parks said would help alleviate Britain's alarming levels of obesity. Didn't know bread did that much. I always figured it was McDonald's fault. Doi. Right, where was I? Whatever. Let's try. Oh, I believe we have, Artemis Fowl going out to, New York City. And he tried to learn about the culture, and didn't work out so well. You might want to see for yourself. Artemis? Hello? Artie? Yeah, it's me. There seems to be a lot of people here. Yes. Hello, who are you?
My name's Bob.
Hi, Bob. Can you teach us about your culture?
Ow!
Okay, a lot of people are kind of violent here. Hey, you. You over there. Hey! Hey, you. How you doing? No, I don't want to buy anything. Yeah. We're getting inside. Oh, there we go. Okay. How you doing, Artemis? I'm doing pretty good. How about you, random stranger?
I'm doing good.
Whoa, what's with the voice, buddy? I think he smokes a lot.
Aye, that I do.
Or he could be Satan. This is true.
I am no demon. I am Flangelico.
Isn't that a liquor?
Shut up.
Right. Anyway, so what's it like in New York City?
Very, very loud. Sometimes you can't sleep.
I see. Wouldn't you have learned by now?
Shut up.
Alright. What's your opinion on the smoking topic?
I believe that smoking indoors, outdoors, anywhere is a man's decision. And it should be a man's decision till the end of time.
Amen, brother. Anyway, and what do you think about those hippie people who say smoking is bad and they should force other people to stop smoking?
I believe they are commies.
How old are you?
70.
That would explain the weird wrinkles. Right, out you go. Right, back to you, Artemis. Thanks, Artemis. Yeah, no, it's weird having a conversation with yourself in New York City. Anyway, yeah, well, let's get down to the Ask a Spartan, thing. It's a new thing. We actually got to go back in time, revive Leonidas, and get his wife, and then interview them and get some questions and stuff, you know. So how you doing today, Leonidas?
I am doing good.
Right. You don't sound anything like Gerald Butler.
Who?
Nobody. So, what was it like with the 300 things?
Well, what we did there was unspeakable. We should never have been there. At one point, I thought that. But then, I saw a bird with a snake in its mouth.
That was in Troy.
What is Troy? I remember Troy. I think.
Right. How about you? How are you doing, Mrs. Spartan Queen person?
Oh, I'm doing good. I believe that Leonidas, I love him because he's just manly and, you know, he has his ups and downs. He likes to kick random people into a pit a lot. In fact, just yesterday he kicked the steward's chihuahua down into the pit, and now we had to kick them in too. It's a one for one, one for all, or some sort of deal.
Right, well, I understand you have a new topic, or thing, called Ask a Spartan.
Yes, it is where people from any part of the world, mainly Sparta, asks for advice in their own problems. Kevin from Sparta asks, "My girlfriend thinks I'm a sissy and wants me to move my prove my strength." He has bad handwriting. "What do I do?" Well, Kevin, what you must do is get about 30 of the strongest bar and beer drinking men you've ever met, and go into a Persian camp, behead their general, burn their camp, build and put all their bodies in a wheelbarrow. Tell your girlfriend that it was all you who slaughtered them. And make a house out of the dead bodies and stones from the bosom of Greece itself. What are you looking at?
That was the single most messed up thing I've ever heard come from a man's mouth.
Yes, he has a tendency to do that once in a while.
Dude, I am no dude. I am Leonidas, hero of Greece.
Right. That was a little crazy. Alright, I understand that, another man from Sparta asks the queen something.
Yes, Cody from Sparta asks, this girl I like only likes clean men, and I love being dirty. What should I do? Well, I only have one thing to say to you. Ask not what a dirty man would do, but what would a clean man do?
Well said.
Right, yeah. So, Leonidas, what was going through your head in the last stand of the 300?
My last thoughts were, holy crap, that's a lot of people. Maybe I should have taken a crap this morning, because at the time, I crapped my pants. Nah, I'm just kidding you. That's a Spartan joke. We don't crap our pants. If we're going to crap, we'll fling it at the enemy and put an eye out at the least.
Wow, dude. Anyway. I'm not really sure how to go with you on this, but, how about that one-eyed guy? Why'd you send him out?
Well, in all honesty, he only had one eye. He said it was just an eye, but I mean, he's now got a blind spot.
Right, and so you sent him with a message to Storytell?
Yes, I did. And I bet he stayed there and fought out the Persians in Sparta.
You're part right. He actually went to the Battle of the something. Started with a P. Anyway, yeah, but what he did was he got 10,000 Greeks commanding, like, 10,000 Spartans commanding 30,000 Greeks. Anyway, and that's the last I saw of him.
That is not a smart move. He would have come with 300 other men and fought off more Persians until we ran out of the number 300. And then we would probably die.
I think he won, though.
If he did, that is good, as I would not bow down to Xerxes.
Actually, we have Xerxes in here now. Luckily, he's between... The only thing separating you two is a bulletproof glass. Turn on the lights.
Hello, my name is Xerxes.
Hello, Xerxes. I want to hear your side of the story.
Jace, of course, my friend. What we did was we went and offered you many, many things.
We fought against a tyrant.
We were actually going to make your life very, very, very good. As for now, most of my people in India, well, I guess Iran would be Persia now. I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I've seen a geographical location of my country.
You've got some big words there, man.
Yes, of course. What, did you not think I was not educated? I was educated, unlike Leonidas here, who seems to think that the only way to solve 2+2 is to cut off the head of a Persian and kick him into a hole.
Aye, that's how you solve something in Sparta.
You know, this is sounding a lot like Jerry Springer.
Who's he?
Yes, who is he? Oh, just some weird idiot who I've long suspected him of being a pothead. Anyway, so, Xerxes, you actually were quite tall.
Yes, I was, and I still am.
Aye, but you cannot kill me.
I told you, it's a bulletproof glass. A sword from 3,000 years ago will not break it.
You've never seen my Spartan kick.
Actually, I have.
When?
Never mind. You know, you're not gonna win.
Okay, I'm done.
Right. You know, Leonidas, you should really stop doing that.
Why?
Because we need that foot to kick other enemies into our pit. Shouldn't the pit have gotten full by now?
Well, actually, there's a hidden pipeline, and some weird smelly fellow comes out with a hook, and he hooks all the bodies, and he goes and feeds them to his goat.
You know, I'm really starting to think that you're a very sick man.
I am not sick. I am the hero of Sparta.
Right. Gosh, that's twisted. Anyway, so, how was your relationship with the captain?
We spent many a battle together, and had many parties with many drunken college girls.
And how did that work out?
Well, that's how Girls Gone Wild was invented. What, you thought that party boy invented it?
Oh, you've actually seen it.
I'm a man, for God's sake. For Zeus's sake, it's more like it.
Right. So, not only that, but, this is to all the people here who listen to this. Just send me a U2U, and, or some sort of a message on the podcast thread, or anywhere. Just leave me a message that you know I will see. And just leave a question for the Spartan, and he will come up with probably one of the most twisted answers you could have possibly imagined. Unless, of course, you're like, no, never mind. But, yeah, leave a message for Ask a Spartan. We love to hear more from you guys. Anyway, so, I'm just gonna go put you guys back in the cell.
What? You cannot take me away? This is madness! This is Sparta!
Actually, this is the United States of America.
What is that?
Take him away.
Ah!
Hey, I do not want to end up like him.
Then you'll go quietly.
What? Do not take me away! I offer you to become warlord of all Greece.
I told you, we're in America.
Warlord of all America!
You have no troops anymore. They're all dead.
No!
Oh, almost forgot the queen. I'll go quietly, as long as I can be in the same cell with my husband, Leonidas.
Sure, go ahead.
Right, anyway, hopefully we'll get another, guest in here. Maybe next time we go back in time. I'm hopefully going to make a skit on time travel, and, yeah, just hope you will like it. Anyway, that, my friends, was Art FM.
Art FM.
Yeah, just give it a minute. There we go.